Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. UZulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubani le-COVID-19 eye-vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi zokuhlatshwa ijekiseni leyi. Umphathintambo wezemfundo ye-primary le-secondary umnumzana Kane Matema ugcizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo. Abezempilakahle bakhuthaza abaphila lofuba lwe-asthma ukuba belandele iziqondiso zokuvikela i-coronavirus. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. UZulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela i-COVID-19 e-vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi zokuhlatshwa lijekiseni. Umlondolozi Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugceleyo.
Ukukanza kwenani labantu abahlatshwa ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine ngalezi nsuku kuza ngesikhathi uhulumende esephakamise izinga lokwethulwa kwemibiko ehlukeneyo yemfundiso emizameni yokukhuthaza abantu ukuba bahlatshwe. Lokhu kuza njalo ngesikhathi abantu sebeke babona abanye abantu abahlatshiweyo beziqhubekela phambili ngempilo zabo kungela kuphanjaniswa ijekiseni le, okwenza bengasalaleli imibiko emibi ngayo ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezebulenjini be-intanethi. EleZimbabwe lokuba selithengisa isigidi esisodwa samajekiseni ngenyanga okuzenza ukuba kuhlatshwe abantu abayingxenye izigidi 500,000 nyanga zonke. Edolobheni leHarare ukungezelelwa kwendawo zokuhlatshwa sokwenze ukuba izibhedlela zeWilkins leParenyathwa zingandelwa ngabantu abafuna ukuhlatshwa kizo. UZulu weHarare usiyamukele uhlelo lolu esithi luzanceda ukulwisana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Unkosikazi Mrs. Thole sakamuza seBudiriro eHarare uthi ukubone kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlatshwe ukuze ilizwe liphumelele ekumelaneni legciwane leli.
So far it looks like it's going to be our only hope to minimization of this spread of this pandemic. Ngibone ngani ukuthi siyithathe yiyo yodwa option out of this situation, and sesizamile yonke imizamo, nothing is working out. So ngibone ngani this vaccine is going to be our last option. So personally I encourage people to take the vaccination.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga ngomunye wabengeza ithemba ebantwini ukuba labo bahlatshwe, ngoba ngomunye owaba ngokuqala ukuhlatshwa kuhlandla lokuqala ngonhlolanja.
My presence here today with some ministry of health officials.
Ukuba khona kwami lapha labanye ngisebenza labo kutshengisa ukuba uhulumende uyathemba ukuba ijekiseni le-COVID-19 liyasebenza, yikho lami ngahlatshwa.
Kodwa omunye umongikazi waseHarare unkosikazi Judith Rungano usase lokuthandabuza ngaleli jekiseni.
Babe, angiyithembi, that's number one. Mina personally angeke ngavuma ukuthi bangihlabe, ngoba ngiyazi ukuthiwa yini. Ngoba any drug engenayo first iyahamba kuma health officials and then the health personality ngokwayo. Besifunda ngayo ama-workshop ukuthi ihlatshwa njani, ihlatshwa umuntu onjani, ngawapha ama-side effects, nceda ngani. We were never given anything. Kwapho ngokuthi kuthiwa i-vaccine sikhona usasalayiniwe. Mina ngeke ngayithatha mina. What if ngingafa ngayithola?
Abantu abalolwazi lokuhlaba ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 sebekhona ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. EMashonaland West bekunabantu abaningi esibhedlela seChinoyi, kuthi i-council yalelo dolobho isiqinise uhlelo lokwenza kube lula ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe. EMarondela esibhedlela seDombodombo inani labantu abahlatshwa khona libonakale liqansa ngesilinganiso esikhulu kusukela ngeviki edluleyo. EMathebeleni South indawo ezifana le-Bedbridge, Bulilima, Mangwe, Gwanda, Insiza, uMzingwane nasemaTopo abantu abaningi sebeqala kundwendwe zokuhlatshwa. Ekhariba abantu abedlula amakhulu ayisithupha 600 sebehlatshiwe. Abantu abakuhlangothi lozokwethekelelwa kwelizwe bazaqakathekisa ukuhlanza lesibili, njalo abaningi bahlatshwa eCaribba District Hospital. Indawo ezisemaphandleni nazo seziqalile ukuthola amajekiseni lawa emakliniki aseduzane labo. Ebindura amakliniki athi iChiwaritso leChipatse abantu bayahlatshwa okubalisela abadala abasebenza kwezempila kahle lalabo abaphila lemikhuhlane ehlukeneyo. Kunje sebezinkulungwane phose ezifike ezingamashumi amathathu 28,896 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili ye-COVID-19 vaccine, okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshiwe neijekiseni yeZimbabwe kusukela lolu hlelo lwaqalayo ngonhlolanja kwaba zinkulungwane phose zifike amakhulu amabili 194,594. Kuthi inani lasebetholakale bele COVID-19 lokhu laqhamukayo eZimbabwe nyakenye sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amane 37,288, okulinani ligoqela inkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amathathu lanhlanu 34,878 labagule basila kuleli gciwane labulala abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye 1,538. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathintambo obona ngemfundo yezinga eliphansi umnumzana Kane Mathema ubikwa igcizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisayo ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo ukwenzela ukuthi bephumelele ezifundweni zabo. Uthi akufanelanga abazali bexotshe ababalisi laba, kodwa kumele kulandelwe indlela ezisemthethweni zokulungisa lolu daba. Ngenyanga edluleyo umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kulolu gacha wathi iziphathamandla ezihlolisisa ngezemfundo esigabeni seyinsiza ziphakathi kokuphenya udaba lokuthi abazali baxotsha ababalisi abahlanu esikolo seNkankezi Primary School eMathabeleland South abakhuluma ulimi lwesishona. Ngeminyaka edluleyo unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela iNkayi North edalele ePhalamende njalo eyisiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF wachasisa kungxoxo leStudio 7 ukuthi wangenela kudaba olufanayo esigabeni sakhe ngoba umphathisikolo kanye lababalisi bonke babevela esigabeni semaswingo njalo bengenelisi ukukhuluma isiNdebele. Kodwa wathi akufanelanga bexotshwe kungela sisombululo ngalolu daba, wasechasisa ngenhlelo aziqhubayo zokufundisa abantu benkayi emakolijini ukuze benelise ukuthola izikhundla ezifana lezokufundisa. Abanye njalo abazali ababencediswa libandla leMthwakazi Republic Party endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zeMathabeleland bake babotshwa ndawonye lamanye amalunga lelibandla eminyakeni edluleyo bekhala ngodaba olufanayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lo mnumzana Believe Gawule, isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF eMathabeleland North.
Njengokuthi esiNdebeleni umuntu ebengumuntu okhuluma isiNdebele esishonele umuntu okhuluma isiNdebele kunangiyena esibongeni njalo njalo, kulinyathelo elihle kakhulu lithethwe ngukhulumende lelo elakuqala abantu adebele kube likhale isikhathi sonke leso kube sokusenza into engayisiyo ukuthi kulethwe abanye abantu abangakwanisi ukuthi bafundise timi lokukhuluma ulimi lwabantwana befundiswe eprimary ngabantu abangakwanisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo. Siyamukela kakhulu ngenjabulo enkulu inyathelo lethethwe ngukhulumende ukuthi abantwana bafundiswe abantu abazi ulimi lwabo kubese kulimaza izinto. Umuntu ofundayo othandekile ekuqalisheni oqalayo ukufunda kumele afunde efundiswa izindane ezikhiwa afundiswe zangolimi lwakhe, yikho kuqakathekileyo khonoko.
Udaba lolu libandla leMthwakazi Republic Party labazali labanye ababeze bezame ukululungisa uhulumende engangeneli, singabona uhulumende sethatha inyathelo elihambelana labaningi.
Ngiyathembekile ungakhohlwa ukuthi upresident kunanga kushale ekhuluma ngokuthi yena is a listening president. Kushale ekhuluma uhulumende wakhe la ekwenze ngalokho njengoba yena enguye okhokhela uhulumende ekhona. Nguye upresident welizwe uyalalela ukuphuma ebantwini. Lana uphuzile kodwa kathe sokwenzakele ngesikhathi sombuso wakhe. Uyenza ukugcwalisa izisizo zabantu, yikugcwalisa kwezisizo zabantu, yiko okumele kwenziwe ngurhulumente.
Singambona uhulumende ngempela ekwenza lokhu ingena izikolo ebadudula kumbe ikukhuluma nje.
Loko ehlambekile kuyinto elula kakhulu ngoba phela uhulumende abile ngatha zakhe. Kunabantu abameleyo abezemfundo abaqabakhona ngale kulakhona ama-SDC kulani yokuntu akulanto esihleka abazali bayathilisa ukuzenza into zabo ukukhulumela landelele asuse bona abangayene ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo abantwana emaphepha emari basuse basiwe endaweni lapho bakhuluma khona ulimi lwabo abantwana ezindaweni zabo ezigabeni ngoba ilizwe lethu libanzi kangaka njalo izindlini vele zabazikhulumayo zitholakala kwezinye indawo bale besuse osebadebelele osekhulumisa indebele esesishone ngale asuse osekhulumisa indebele esesishona ngale esesishone ukukhulumisa indebele kasuswe ehambe endaweni lapha akwanisa khona ukukhuluma ulimi oluziwa ngabantwana eprimary lapha
emahofisini kahulumende-ke lapho kuthiwa lalolu hlupho lubhahile
ngathi that is the beginning of izinto ukuthi zenzakale ake sikhuluma nge-devolution nale esikhuluma ngayo nezinye zezinto zakhona le mahofisini khonapho ibathola ekhandekile izintoakunamahofisini kuthiwa ngezibhedlela omongikazi nezibhedlela emadokotela nabapholisa ibathola umuntu ugogosiyaripoti ktoisa ukuthi kwenzakaleso umuntu othi andinzi izinto kumele zi-adrese zenyezo abantu bakhuluma ulimi ngaye ngakwanisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwalabo bantu basuswe esiwe lapho akwanisa khona ukukhuluma ulimi lwalabo bantu yizo sikufuna kona ukuthi kwenzakale ayikhona ezikoleni kuphela lezindaweni zonke ezibhedlela ogogo nayikhuluma ukuthi hayi ngihlethe isihlabo mntanami kumele aziwe ngumuntu okhuluma ulimi lwabo hayi mntanami ngiyelikizolo kodwa ngokuvuvuka lokhu kumbe ikwinini umuntu esize ulimi lwabo ayikhona umuntu ekhuluma ngesiye ugogo ekhuluma ngesindebele hayi kudingakali lokhu so kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenziwe kulungiswe sokonke kona kwenzakale
lowo umnumzana Believe Gawule isiphathamandla sebandla lezano PF eMathebeleland North sixoxela ekobulawayo. Unkosazana Precious Sibalo owasebenza ezindlini zokudlela ama-restaurant wenza ezemibukiso yamantombazana i-modeling njalo lokuthathela yabagade indizamchina. Usechayela indizamchina unkosazana Sibalo owazalelwa kobulawayo wayafunda emaphandleni ePlumtree ngayifunda njalo eMhali Primary School leMchabezi Mission uthi kumele abantu balandele okufiswa zenhliziyo zabo ukuze baphumelele. Uthi okwamenza wafisa ukuchayela indizamchina yokubona abesilisa bodwa eJoshua Mqabuko Airport ngesikhathi esethekelela leyo ndawo esesikolo eMhali labanye bakhe. Ake sizwe exoxa ngalokho lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7.
Tense Qatar Airways laphana 5 years ngacabanga ukuthi ngibe ngi-raise imali kancane kancane ukuthi ngenze ngoba sengise-cabin manje so kumele ngithi make my way ngapi ku-cockpit. Ngenze kanjani ukuthi ngifike laphayana ngoba bheka sengilana bengingacabanga ukuthi ngizoba ku-aviation bengizitshela ukuthi sengikhohle ngale ndlela ngizoba yiweda ngibe yini but uNkulunkulu beneplan.
Ye so okokuqala sibili ungena e-cockpit wenza njani?
Ngingena e-cockpit for ukufunda
ukufunda sibili ukuthi ufunde.
Yes. Ngase ngidecide ke laphayana ukuthi ngi-raise amasenti ukuthi ngiyenzeni work towards ama-studies ami. And then ngakhuluma nabo lapha eQatar Airways ukuthi ngiyenze njani bayaguide ngoba abantu abaningi sometimes bafuna ukusuka laphayana baye ku-cockpit or basuke ngapha baye ngapha. Bantshela bathi hamba esikolo okuthiwa yi-43 eschool eSouth Africa if uplan ke South Africa. So banirecommended ukuthi ngiye South Africa esikolo okuthiwa yi-43. So five years ngadecide ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokubana nginjani. Ngihambe ngiye-43 ngaleso sikhathi ngiphuma umntanakithi umnawami ongilandelayo wangena yena as cabin crew wa-aplaya naye wawuthola umsebenzi as cabin crew so kwanginikeza amandla ukuthi umnawami mayeselapha at least sizosizana ngabantwana amafizi abantwana so ngahamba-ke ngayocala izifundo zami ngale e-43
ye usuke e-43 supasile sohamba njani kumbe ukuthi ukuqala sibili wena ungena ku-studies lakuzalifundayo.
Yo, singena kuma-studies lapho baqala nge-test abayibiza i-campus test. Campus test ukuthi nje baku-check ukuthi ukuliphi izinga as far as the aviation is concerned. Ukuliphi izinga ungumuntu owazi something encane, ungumuntu owenza i-research yakho beforehand or ukhulele efamilini echayelayo kanjalo. So i-test yangkhona uyayenza igcwele nje different exercises. Mina ngiyenzanga kahle leyo test ngoba everything be new. Bengisebenza lapha ekhathaya wezangizange ngithola ithuba lokuthi ngiyenze njani or ngingathi ngaphambanisa ngokuthi ngiyenze research yami too much ekuflyeni laphayana ngibe ngumuntu nami ukuthi ngibe nama-simulator endlini. That is a mistake that I did and sifisa ukuthi ngitshela abantu ma une-dream enhliziyweni akulandaba ukuthi u-give up-ile or kanjani, research about it. Qhubeka ufunde ngayo, qhubeka ufunde ngayo. So ngafika laphana mina from zero. Test yathi yo
Iyashaya uyisela kanjani.
Bangitshela bathi abantu abathole imark enje normally kabacethi kulesi sikole. But lokhena ngizange ngikuthathe njengokuthi sokumele ngigive up njenge-disappointment. Instead, kwangenza ukuthi ngisebenze twice, thrice as harder than other people. But umuntu ongela-mathematics naye akayicedi le course kahle. Angangenayo i-mathematics, ngangenayo university. So ngenza ukuthi ngiyadinga usizo ebanganeni bami ngisho nasebusuku angilali ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuthi ngipasa ama-exams wami. Kuwona lawo ma-exams bengisiba i-highest kuma-sittings wami. Lapho ngela-mathematics khona bengitshaya boma-90%. So mina yonke le nto ayizange ibe i-discouragement kodwa bekunama-challenges.
Yes. So kodwa wawuzibhadalela kumbe kulomuntu owayebhadala i-tuition yakho kumbe kwakumenjani khona?
No, bengizibhadalela emalini engangiyisevile with the help also of my family, with the help also of my friend.
Lo unkosazana Precious Sibalo otshayela indizamtshina obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube ese-Johannesburg wele South Africa. Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela ekubambeni COVID-19 ye-vaccine lokuqansa kwenani labatholakala belegcikwane leli esikolo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Kulo lamakholo abantu basedolobheni leMinneapolis esigabeni seMinnesota kweleMelika atshengisele ngesonto esola amapolisa ewethesa umlando wokubangela imfa yosakhulayo obeleminyaka engamashumi amabili yokuzalwa uDante Wright abemuli yakhe besithi ufe ngemva kokutshayeka ngemota yakhe angenekiyo ngokuphangisa emzameni yokubalekela amapolisa akade esemdubule. Omunye wamapolisa amabili ayetheswa umlando wokufafaza isotsha lonsundu ngemva kokumiswa emgwaqweni edolobheni leWindsor esigabeni seVirginia khonapha eMelika ubikwa esexotshiwe umsebenzi. Lokhu kwenziwe ngemva kokuba usibalukhulu weVirginia ethe kuzamele lolu daba luhlolisiswe zingcwethi ezizimeleyo. Abalwa becatsha bokholo lwesi-Islam abedlulisa amalawulo abalwisa kwele Nigeria babikwa behlasele batshisa amahofisi enhlanganiso zamazwe omhlaba eziphathisa abaswelayo emazweni asathuthukayo ambalwa ngenyakatho ngokuya ngempumalanga yelizwe ngempelasonto. Abasebenza ekhunjini lolwandle ama-Coast Guards akwele Spain abikwa esethumele izidumbu ezine zabantu abatholakale bekomunye umkhumbi obuthwele abazama ukuchaphela izwekazi le-Europe ngokungekho emthethweni besuka ngentshonalanga yezwekazi le-Afrika esihlengeni se-Canary Island. Abalishumi lathoba mune munye babo babikwa betholakale bephila kodwa bekusimo esibi sokungatholi umoya wokuphefumula oweneleyo kukamule abakade begcinwe kilo.
Abezempila kahle bathi njengoba umkhuhlane ofuba we-asthma uhlasela amaphaphu ayiwo njalo ahlaselwa yi-COVID-19, bakhuthaza abaphila lalolu fuba ukuba balandele iziqondiso zokuzivikela kuleli gciwane njalo balandele ukuthatha imithi ye-asthma ngoba besengozini enkulu uma bengatholakala bele-COVID-19. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Ingcweti kwezempila kahle zithi ukuqala kwesikhathi somqando kubuya lemiya imikhuhlane yofuba egoqela i-asthma. Kungakho ngesikhathi lesi sobhubhane lwe-COVID-19, abezempila kahle bakhuthaza uzulu ukuba alandele izixwayiso abaziphiwayo ukuze behlise amathuba okubanjwa imikhuhlane yesifuba. Udokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe ukhuluma ngomkhuhlane we-asthma.
I-asthma umkhuhlane wamaphapho utholakala ebantwini abalama-allergies. Esikhathini eziningi abantu laba ukuthi bengahlangana lento okuthiwa yi-allergen iyaba yenza ukuthi umphimbo wabo usuke uvaleka. So imphimbo ingavaleka, lezi indawo ongena khona umoya zibe zincane, kusuka kube nzima ukuthi baphefumule kuhle. Kulezinto eziningi ezingenza abantu bebele bengene ku-attack, sometimes umqando, sometimes ukuhlala lawo mangoye, ukupheka ngomlilo, intuthu liyana iyabangenisa kuma-attacks. Abanye nxa bengekho ku-medication ekwanileyo lakho sokulakho ukuthi bengene ku-attack.
Uqhubekela phambili uBebe elimukisa abantu abaphila le-asthma ukuba baqinise ukuzivikela ukwedlula abanye bonke abantu ukuba bengabanjwa yi-COVID-19.
Ebantwini abale-COVID i-asthma isuka ibe worse njengoba i-COVID la i-affecta amaphapho, futhi abantu laba sometimes bathwala nzima ukuthi bephefumule kuhle. Ngakho-ke sebelakho ukufa, kuqakathekile ukuthi beyinanzelele bekhangele kuhle ngudokotela bebe kuma-medication abo kuhle.
Umnumzana Ferdinand Dlodlo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi laba abalomkhuhlane wofuba kabangatholakali lapho okubuthene khona abantu abaningi ngoba kulula kibo ukuthola i-COVID-19.
Umuthi omkhulu ku-COVID-19 ukuthi umuntu egqoke izayeke ama-face mask. Ngakho-ke ebantwini abale-asthma bona kunzima ukuthi befake ama-mask isikhathi eside ngoba abanye bayakhala ngokuthi bayavaleka, bayakhala ngokuthi abasaphefumuli kahle. Bona bevele bengaphefumuli kahle bengila ama-mask. Kuyabe kufuna ukuthi bengabi lapho kulabantu ababutheneyo khona abaningi.
Unkosikazi Ruth Sibanda ophila lofuba lwe-asthma uchasisa ukuba yena uziphatha njani ekuphileni layo.
I-asthma ayifuni uzonde, ayifuni uthabe kakhulu, ayifuni ube lapho kule dust khona, ayifuni ukuthi uyethuke. Medication engiyisebenzisayo isaphithamo asima vele ayithanda izinto zona lezi like izi ukuba lapho kule smeli khona like ama-perfumes lawa strong lokuba lapho ungani kulokungcola khona kakhulu. I-asima iyaku-attack ngokusendaweni ezinjalo.
Umkhuhlane wofuba lwe-asma ngeminye yemikhuhlane engelaphekiyo ihle iphele, kodwa kuyisimo esingaba lo muntu okwempilo kumbe siphele sodwa ikakhulu ebantwaneni nxa lapho bekhula. Lesi sifo sidala ukuba umuntu aphefumule nzima, abe lenhlungu zesifuba lomphimbo loba ukukhwehlela okwesikhathi eside. Kodwa ingcwethi zezempila kahle zithi lokhu kungenqabelwa uma umuntu elandela ukuthatha imithi ayiphiwa ngodokotela. Umuntu ongathathi imithi ayiphiweyo ubika ezifaka engozini enkulu ngoba i-asthma kungumkhuhlane ohlasela amaphaphu ayiwo njalo ahlaselwa yi-COVID-19. Amaphilisi awenyanga eyodwa abiza $3 eMelika, i-$3, ukuthi umuthi ofakwa kokungumtshina kokuhotsha owe-inhaler ubiza $16 eMelika, i-$16. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku-shortwave.
Umeli weMalawi eZimbabwe unkosikazi Anne Khumoenda unxoma imithetho yalelo lizwe evumela abantu ukukhonza inkolo ezehlukeneyo abazikhethayo esithi ngoba akunjalo kwamanye amazwe Lapho uhulumende abahle bakubeke sobala ukuthi kulokholo olulodwa kuphela olungalandelwa. Utsho lawa mazwi emkhosini wokuthakazelela ukufikisa iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu selokhu ibandla lokholo lesiKristu ele Rugare CCAP lasungulwayo eHarare ngomnyaka ka-1971 abayithi yi-Golden Jubilee. Intatheli zendaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngocweleyo.
Ukutshengisa injabulo ekumanyaneni lamakholwa akuleli bandla uthethele lithuba laye unkosikazi Kumwenda ukukhokhela kwenye ingoma ebihlatshelwa kulo mkhosi owenzelwe emzini owakhelwa ababesebenza kuloliwe owerugare eHarare lapho kulesakhiwo saleli bandla lesi-CAP. Unkosikazi Kumwenda ukhuthaze abangena leli bandla kuleli ukuba mabangabandlululi kulabo abafuna ukuba ngamalunga bengakwamanye amazwe kanye labeZimbabwe.
In other countries where you have restrictions, it's not easy to have a church of foreign origin.
Awulula ukukhonza kwamanye amazwe lapho okulemigoqo khona ukuba lebandla labantu bokuza bekhonza kilo okweminyaka edlula amachumi amahlanu. Siyazibonela lapha ukuba abantu balobudlelwano obuhle, silabavela eMalawi, silabavela eZambia. Abakhonza bendawonye besebenzisa iloba iluphi ulimi abalufunayo, basebenzisa ulimi lesitshewa, basebenzisa isiShona.
They use Tshewa language, they use Shona.
Okusekelwe ngeyinye yenkokheli kuleli bandla uDr. Lamiel Phiri olabazali bakhe abadabuka eMalawi kodwa wazalelwa eZimbabwe.
Here we call ourselves the citizens of Shalom. That means we have no
thina sizibiza ngelokuthi sizizalwane zeShalom kusicho ukuba sisebenzisa indimi ezehlukeneyo silendimi zonke esizisebenzisayo ngoba amalunga ethu avela kumhlobo etiyeneyo ngakho kumele bazwe bekhululekile lapho besenkonzweni yikho sisenza ngendlela esenza ngayo.
We are really grateful for that.
UDr. Phiri wengeze esithi lokhu kuthakazelela ukufikisa iminyaka engamachumi amahlanu kuzoqhubekela phambili okomnyaka wonke wonalo oka-2021. Abethabe emanzi te amakholwa angamalunga aleli bandla leRugare CCAP ngokufikisa kwaleli bandla iminyaka engamachumi amahlanu. Omunye wakhona kungunkosikazi Alice Muntali ongumcebisi wabasakhulayo abangamantombazane.
Ngibona ngani vele sengihambile ezulwini. Bakhona abaqalisa kuyakhala i-church bashona. Bathi siyabakhumbula labo. Ngizwa ngijabula kakhulu ukuthi umlimi ukhona. Inkosi kayihambelele phambi ngenkonzo yethu iRugare CCAP.
Osakhulayo ongunobhala eRugare CCAP umnumzana Bernard Size uthi ubonga uNkulunkulu ukuba lifike esaphila leli langa lapho ibandla akhonza kilo lifikise iminyaka engamachumi amahlanu.
Thina ama-origins ethu sisuka eMalawi but sibonga iZimbabwe wasivumela ukuthi sibe lapha siwakhe ama-church. Siyadumisa uNkulunkulu silapha eRugare sibonga uNkulunkulu iminyaka efika 50 years.
Isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe sikubeka sobala ukuba umuntu ukhululekile ukuba alandele ukholo aluthandayo yikho nje kulamabandla enkolo ezijiyeneyo kuleli. Uhulumende uthi lokhu kuhlezi kugcizelelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho anxusa khona inkokheli yamabandla enkolo ezijiyeneyo ukuzahlanganyela laye lapho eqhuba imisebenzi yokuthandazela ilizwe njengalo awuphawule kunyanga ephelileyo owe-Thanksgiving Day. Bekuhaywa ingoma ezidumisa umdali njalo ngendimi ezehlukeneyo ezibalisa isiNgisi, isiShona, isiSwahili, isiTshewa lezinye kugiywa kujajulwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa ukufikisa iminyaka engamachumi amahlanu ibandla leRugare CCAP Church lasungulwayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimuMavis Gama.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Uzulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela i-COVID-19 AF vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi zokuhlatshwa ijekiseni le. Umphathintambo wezemfundo ye-primary le-secondary umnumzana Ken Matema ugcizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo. Okuluhlupho olubhahileyo ezigabeni zeMathebeleland. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Lela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.